Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Oh man, King D Music featuring Gabriella with Child of Heaven. And this is a remake of this song. The original one, it's only King D singing the song, and on this version, featuring a nice, beautiful voice of a woman. Well done, King D. Right now we are connecting with the madame herself. Her name is Minister Claudia Sonom. You are the madame, right?
I am the madam, according to Pastor K.
and I also
name was put upon me. I was anointed by Pastor K.
Come on now. How are you doing, Madam Claudia Sono?
Very well, excited. The greatest thing, we are excited to be alive.
Mm, amen.
We are alive for such a time as
this. Amen, amen.
Yes,
so
yes.
This afternoon, we are looking at the issue of the mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What do you say on this?
Yeah, I indicated that much as the scripture says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Yeah.
Because our camp is saying mind, soul, and body and spirit.
Yeah.
I want to tackle the mind today and prepare us for the upcoming camp to say it's important for us to realize that this camp is coming with information that is going to fill our minds. Number two, there's going to be a detoxing of what the mind is currently full of. That is why Solomon says, remember the Proverbs 23 comes from Solomon, a wise man who speaks wise ways. We need to get a detox of what we have been through that has filled our minds. That is a bit contrary to what the Lord has in store for us. So as we think, we act out. As we meditate, we act out. So we are going to today say, note the power of the mind. And I don't have many points, baby girl. I have 2 points that I want to emphasize.
Yeah.
So that we show family that it starts in the mind and then it goes straight to the heart. And remember, our Father, God our Father, speaks about the heart a lot.
Yeah.
At the same time, he speaks about the mind. That is why in Romans 12:2, he says our minds need to be transformed. Because when they're not transformed, they influence the heart.
Yeah.
And then we act the opposite. So the first point is we are noting there is power in the mind.
Yeah.
There is power in how we think. There is power in what we fill our minds with. So that we must notice that the Lord is giving us an opportunity to go to Bilabila and detox. Because now we can't speak like the world speaks. If our minds are agreeing with the world that says, oh, people are dying, who's next? In this era of COVID-19, who's next? But if we realize that there is power in how we think, there is power in what we fill our minds with, and that goes to the heart, and then we speak it out, we act it out. So the first point is power of the mind. We are going to make sure that we detox our minds, the first 9, and fill our minds with what the Lord wants us to be full of. Because we are alive for such a time as this. We are alive for a purpose. He kept us alive for a purpose. But how we think affects how we act. That is why if you check Solomon, he's visited at night, baby girl. And he's asked, Ella, you know, ask, what is that you desire? I'm paraphrasing it. He says, I'm asking for wisdom. He asks for wisdom. That is why this scripture is in Proverbs. He asks for wisdom. He says, I'm asking for wisdom. Why? Because for my heart and my life to be fruitful, prosperous, transformed, for my life to bear results, positive results, I need wisdom in the mind. God, fill my mind with the right thoughts. God, fill my mind with the things I must think about. God, fill my mind with the things I must meditate on. That's point number 1, the power of the mind. The power of the mind.
Sure.
There is no way we are going to be right in the heart. There is no way our tongues are going to speak powerful stuff if we are not dealing with the mind.
Mm. Mm. Sure,
the
I
hear power
you.
Of the mind.
Amen.
So, but then we then need to detox first the mind and say, mind, you are not going to think this way anymore. Attitude, we are changing you. And yes. There's a memory box in the brain, in the mind.
In the mind,
there's
yeah.
a memory box.
Mm-hmm.
The memory box is the one that has stored all the pain. The memory box is the one that has stored all the suffering.
Mm.
The memory box is the one that has stored all that which it has seen and experienced. Now the Lord comes and says, it's possible to transform.
Mm.
Because God is so powerful that through his blood, he can affect even our memory box. So that much as the enemy will bring a reminder, but we will be able to contrast the reminder and cancel it with the thoughts in line with God's word.
Sure.
So we are becoming strategic with this camp, woman of God.
Yeah,
we
I
are
see.
Aware that it's about the mind.
Mm.
So right now the mind could be saying to me, yes, you lost your job. Where will you get this money to the camp?
Hey.
Yes, you have lost your... Yes, you have been retrenched. Yes, your salary has been cut down. Yes, the family has lost this. There's no way you can go to this camp because he knows the camp is going to transform my thinking.
Hmm.
And the enemy knows that if there is anything powerful about a mother and a woman, it's the mind.
Yeah.
You know we can shape the world when we think right.
Mm.
When we think right.
Yeah.
When we think right. When we know the promises of God. And that's one other thing we are going to remind one another. The promises of the Almighty.
Yeah.
So all we need to do is to channel our minds to realize that I need to get this money to get to camp because there's something great for me. We have a purpose why we are here.
Sure.
This camp has a purpose. It's very strategic. Remember, the entire nation is talking about mothers and women.
Mm.
There's bullying.
Yay.
There's violence
Yay.
Against women.
Amen.
And even children of God have seen other children of God going through some suffering.
Mm.
And the enemy is saying to them, your prayers are never answered.
Hmm.
He's playing around the mind. Awena, you are useless. You will never go away. You will never get there. We are saying to the enemy, we are attacking you through the mind.
Mm.
We are becoming offensive through the mind. If we can have our minds right, this is not a camp about to, we are going to make sure that our minds get as much information of the promises of God, of who we are, spirit, soul, body, and mind.
Hmm.
Who are we as women? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, am I poor because I lost my job? Am I a sufferer? Am I a nobody because my husband left me? No. How I think is how it matters.
Yeah.
So before we fill our hearts, we want to deal with the mind.
Hmm.
We want to deal with the mind. Right now, point the last point.
Yeah, the second point.
The second point.
The
first point said power of the mind.
Yeah.
The second point says allowing the mind to operate.
Yeah.
Allowing a positive mind to operate through me.
Mm.
I mean, everybody is negative, woman of God. Everybody's negative.
Yeah.
People have quit God. People have quit church.
Mm.
Everybody's negative. It's going to get worse. But as a woman, I can't think like that.
Yeah.
As a female, I can't think like that. Because remember, I'm a Hannah. I know that even if I don't have a child, if I go to the presence of God on the 7th, 8th, he won't leave me nor forsake me. I'm a Hannah. I think differently.
Mm.
Much as I've been told by doctors, much as I've seen reports, much as I know what has been said about me, but I allow, point number two, my mind to act out the positive I'm thinking. So positive thinking is the second point.
Yeah, positive
thinking. And the last point,
yeah.
The power of the mind, second, positive thinking.
Mm.
We need that. So everybody who comes to camp must come positive.
Mm.
We are not worried about the menu, where we sleep, what. We want to be positive because it is urgent that we get the right information. This detox is urgent. Woman of God, remember when Professionals will tell you when you want to lose weight, the first thing, detox.
Hey,
that's the first thing. When you want to lose weight,
you know,
if you go for products, yeah, and you go for menus and nutritions that know exactly, they will never allow you to start just taking tablets or starting the process without detoxing.
Detox first.
They'll tell you, drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
Clean out the dirt from your mind.
Mm.
Clean out what the news have filled you with, that we're all going to die one day if we haven't vaccinated.
Hey.
Clean out the news that it's going to be worse. Detox.
Mm.
So that's where we are going to start. Because why? It's an important month for us to start flourishing.
Yeah.
When you detox, you are clean. God, pour positivity in me so that when I leave the camp, I'm a productive, fruitful person.
Mm.
Regardless of my background, we can go to camp with different backgrounds. We detox. Number two, we fill up.
Hmm.
I'm excited, man, woman of God. I'm excited because me too, I need a detox and I need a filling up with a positive mind.
Yeah.
I'm excited with the workshops that will be filling my mind with positivity so that when I leave there, I change my family, I change the situation.
Hmm.
The anointing I will have collected from camp, the anointing of a positive mind.
Yeah.
And the man thinketh.
So,
don't come to me with the pessimists.
Mm.
The pessimists, the negative ones that I'm saying I'm next, don't count me with them.
Hey.
I need the positive. Put me with Caleb and Joshua, who says we can take over Canaan. We can take over this land.
Amen.
Yes, we are aware what's around us.
Mm.
Yes, we have seen the giant at Canaan. Yes, we see the giant that is around the nation. But because we are detoxing our minds from negative, the positive says, yes, we are well able.
Hmm.
I'm well able to go to camp.
Yeah.
I am well able, woman of God. I am well able. If this 1,007 must come through the trees, I am well able to go to camp. I can't miss this camp.
Yeah, sure.
I can't, woman of God.
Hmm.
The 2 points.
Yeah.
The power of the mind.
Yeah.
There is power in your mind. As a man thinketh, that is why God wants us to think right.
Hmm.
As a man thinketh. Secondly, positive attitude, positive mind is what we need.
Mm.
So, but we can't do it over the radio enough. We need to do it live.
We need to gather.
Yeah, face to face. We need to gather, woman of God. We need to gather. And, and President has given us that opportunity to say, gather.
Yeah.
Gather. Just have your mask on, but gather.
Amen.
Yes. So we need to fill one another up. Women have been wounded. Women have been hurt.
Yay.
Women have been through so much. We need to be filled. This is a camp about drinking. Any woman that's coming must be ready to drink.
Sure.
This is a camp about drinking. Woman, we are thirsty. We've been dried up. We've been scorched. We've been scratched. We've been harmed. We have questions. We've lost our loved ones. We don't understand. We need a detox that will remind us. And we need a positive mind. Don't make me preach this now. Don't make me pour it out now. Because the Lord has great things for us in store.
Wow. Amen. I love the 2 points you mentioned. The power of the mind and positive thinking. And you know, what you said is actually true. A lot of women have been through a lot. Retrenchment. We've been hurt. Some of their spouses have left them.
Yes.
You know, it's a whole lot of things. And right now, I would like to give you an opportunity to pray for us, Madam Claudia. Pray for women. Women must arise and come to the camp. Yes, we are hurt. Yes, we've been hurt. Yes, we still think about the abuse that has happened to us many years ago. But there is power in changing your mind, the renewal of the mind.
Yes, woman of God, and we come against the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That will minister to a woman that God is touching right now to say she shouldn't come to camp because she fears post-COVID. We come against the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that you raise women up in the name of Jesus, that this message should go and reach out to women out there so that they may rise up. And Father, we pray for provision. Lord, we pray that you provide for women in the name of Jesus. Open doors, Father. Touch people who have the amount they need in the name of Jesus. Heal those who are still sick, who are saying, I wonder by the 8th will I be healed. Let them experience a miraculous healing. We pray the power of the blood of Jesus where the women are. We pray the name of Jesus that every woman that will listen to this clip, oh God, may be able to rise and say, I am going. Yes, I need to detox. Yes, I need healing. Yes, I need to be filled. Yes, I need to be positive. We are trusting you, Jehovah. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are a faithful God. We receive in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. I'm already excited, looking forward to the weekend of the 7th to the 9th of May. Shekinah Bilabila Siaya.
Siaya, Siaya, woman of God. We fear not.
We fear not.
The enemy wanted to say, oh, yeah, yeah, hey, the COVID, yes, yeah, yeah. Fear not. He says, fear not, I will uphold you with my righteous
right hand. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. I'm hoping to see you soon, and I love you so much.
I'm busy with losing weight for the camp. Amen. Yeah, I'm losing weight.
You want
yeah.
to rock up with a flat stomach.
I want to eat and rock up, woman of God. If God says praise, I want to praise. Jump, I want to jump.
Amen.
Love you too. Bless you. Thank
Have a
you.
Beautiful
Bye.
Weekend, Mama.
Ah, awesome. It's the right month. The month where the country celebrates mothers.
Yeah.
Everybody's concerned about the female species. So everybody, we too are. Radio Pulpit is saying, it's your time, women. Come.
Amen.
So we are ready. Sieza.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Fear not.
Amen.
Bye-bye. That was
God
Claudia.
Bless you, love
God
you,
bless
bye.
You too. That was Claudia Sono. Right now, here is CRC Music with You Were There.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.